In this bulletin, Americans have gone to the polls in record numbers, 3 days of national mourning in Austria for the victims of a terror attack, and in the NRL, the first game of the State of Origin series kicks off tonight. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Election day in the United States is in full swing with around 102 million early votes already cast. Virginia has been declared for Joe Biden as expected, delivering him 13 electoral votes, and the Republican safe seat of West Virginia has gone to Donald Trump. But all eyes are on the swing state of Florida, which is quickly making its way through the count. Absentee and mail-in ballots have also started to be processed in one Chester County in Pennsylvania at a local university. But there's still the question of mail-in ballots received after Election Day. Acting Director of Chester County Voter Services, Bill Turner, says the decision on those ballots could still be decided by the Supreme Court.
The PA Supreme Court upheld that if anything that is postmarked by November 3rd, Election Day, that's received after 8 p.m., we can accept it up until this Friday at 5 p.m. We know there's that window there that right now we're allowed to accept that those mail-in and absentee ballots if we get them in that time frame. That is still, potentially going to be debated further in the Supreme Court. And what happens with those ballots will ultimately still maybe have to decide it at a later date. But to be prepared for that, we're segregating those ballots separately and doing that through a separate process.
And Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has closed out his full day of campaigning, capping off the day in his hometown of Scranton and in Philadelphia with a couple of local stops in Delaware. Mr. Biden admits the situation is uncertain because of how many states are in play.
I'm superstitious about predicting what an outcome is going to be until it happens. That's sort of who I am, how I've always run. But I'm hopeful. There's overwhelming turnout, and overwhelming turnout, particularly of young people, of women, and there's an overwhelming turnout among African Americans, for example, in Georgia and Florida, over the age of 65. The things that are happening bode well for the base that has been supporting it.
Meanwhile, supporters have cheered and applauded President Donald Trump at his campaign headquarters, where he visited to thank dozens of staffers working to get him re-elected. More than 100 staffers, almost all wearing masks, lined up against the back wall of the operations centre to hear from Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump predicted his victory, but also acknowledged he could lose.
I think we're going to have a great night, but it's politics and it's elections, and you never know. I can say that Texas, Arizona, a few of them are looking really very, very strong. Florida, looking very, very strong.
And after months of remaining closed to Victorian residents, New South Wales border restrictions will drop in just 3 weeks. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian announced that the border will open on November the 23rd. New South Wales has reported 3 new cases of locally transmitted COVID-19. 6 infections were also reported in overseas travellers in hotel quarantine. All local cases were already in isolation, identified as close contacts of previous cases linked to a known cluster in southwest Sydney. All 3 of the locally acquired infections are linked to the Hoxton Park cluster, which now totals 10 cases. Meanwhile, hopes for a COVID normal summer are rising in Victoria. The state has recorded its 5th day in a row with no new cases or deaths, clipping below New South Wales's tally. That's Victoria's second longest stretch of 0 days to date, with Metropolitan Melbourne's rolling 14-day average standing at 1.7. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews pleaded with Melburnians to follow COVID-19 rules, saying he doesn't want to see more people flouting rules like the thousands who went to St Kilda Beach yesterday without masks.
Make good choices for safety, make good choices for lives and also for livelihoods, because while we continue to see these low numbers, then we can keep the place open and we can take further steps to open up even more, and that's what Sunday will be this week. In the meantime, I think deep down everybody knows, whilst we'd love this to be gone, it isn't. It's still lurking there, it's still smouldering. And unless we have that kind of collective sense of absolute responsibility for where we find ourselves in a week, in a month, in 3 months, then we won't get the good outcomes that we've all worked so hard to achieve.
Austria has begun 3 days of national mourning for the victims of the deadly terror attack in Vienna. Representatives of various religious communities lit candles and prayed for the dead in St. Stephen's Cathedral. Massive security precautions were taken after a 20-year-old attacker who had previously tried to join the IS group fatally shot 4 people with an automatic rifle and fake explosive vest. He was later shot and killed by police. In the NRL, the first game of the State of Origin series kicks off tonight between New South Wales and Queensland at Adelaide Oval. The Maroons go into the game trying to avoid a third straight Origin series defeat. Let's see what the weather's doing today. 26 degrees in Perth, where it's partly cloudy. In Adelaide, a shower or two, 19. Much the same for Melbourne, where it's 23 degrees today. In Hobart, there's a possible shower. Wind easing, 22. A couple of showers for Canberra, 27. Fine weather for Wollongong, 25. In Sydney, much the same. A little bit of cloud about, 25 degrees. Sunny also in Newcastle, 27. Fine weather for Brisbane, 28. Partly cloudy in Cairns, 33. And much the same for Darwin, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And don't forget, for more detailed analysis of the day's news, check out our News in Depth podcast.